I'll just share over here the screen. There we go. Veseder. So, what I want to discuss today, is Hashem, is now, unfortunately, that many of us are forced to daven at home, we have another look into this halacha and the timing of Sfira, which is we're going to get to these days, and really it relates to Kriya Shema every night. Because we have a certain, the time of saying Kriya Shema and Sfira really are the same as we're going to see in a moment. And it's really once it becomes night, that's the proper time to say Shema and to bench Sfira. So when we're in shul, it's very easy. Whatever we do in shul, most people just follow the shul's direction. Whenever the shul's doing the bracha, we'll do the bracha. Whenever the shul's doing Kriya Shema, do Kriya Shema. Obviously in shul they announce, don't forget to repeat Kriya Shema if they do Sfira too early. Or if you don't say Sfira, they say, don't remember to say Sfira once it becomes Tzeisek Kachavim. It's a little less of a guidance that we need to know what to do at. We just do whatever the shul does. But today we're davening at home, many of us. And the question is, when you daven at home, what is the exactly proper time to daven, to say Shema, and to bench Sfira? And how do you specifically do that when you are davening on Friday night, when you have the meal, you have the seudah? How do you juggle these two things together? What's the best way to do it? So this is what I wanted to focus on today. We'll start with the first part of the shiur. We're going to focus on when is the proper time to bench Sfira. We learned this sugya really last year in length. This year we're just going to see parts of it. But it's a good chazar. Just going to maybe add one or two things we didn't learn last year regarding the proper time to say Sfira. So we'll start first of all with the source of the Rishonim as we usually do. Number one on the page, over here on the right side of the page, the Tosis tells us, when Tosis and Menachas bring Zechel HaMikdashu, says the following: Niro de besafik chashecha, when it's not 100% dark, yochol levarach, one can bench Sfira. Vein tzorich lehamtim et shiyev vaday laila, one doesn't have to wait until it's 100% night. Doesn't have to wait for tzeis kachavim. He can do benching in ben hashmashas. Why? Kivan shu sfeika derabah, it's a safik. What? Sfira. Void oimer, he had one more thing, that filu beyoim somal chashecha odif. Maybe it's even better to bench Sfira when it's still day. Why? Mishum Tmimois. Because you want to have a full night. So because of Tmimois, because you want to have a full night, so that's why you should have a Sfira. That's what Tosfos says over here, number one. If you look at the Ran, number two, the Ran argues with Tosfos. He brings a Fikach Chomer with Tosfos. They came in the Rabbanon Itoiv Lispoi B'yom Rishon B'Sovik Hashecho. So that's what he brings. So he says, no, to come and because of it's a suffix to go into a time which is not sure, and because of Tmimois, it doesn't make sense that we're going to be more chamor and or more lenient on the time of Sfira today when we're just doing Derabanan because once was Deraisa. So the Ran disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos says you can do it even in Suffolk. Tosfos says maybe even before that. The Ran says no, you have to wait for the night. Interesting enough, just to mention it, there's the Piskei Tosfos. Piskei Tosfos usually was a summary of Tosfos. But sometimes the Piskei Tosfos says something Tosfos does not say. So if you look at Piskei Tosfos number 3, Piskei Tosfos says that whenever Yesh Oimrim, the Hakash is Palu Tfilas Arvis, the Mini Davin Mariv, so the Piskei Tosfos, the way most places can learn him, understands that the minute you daven ma'ariv, even though you daven ma'ariv early, like we know, the minute many people daven early before after plan, you could already do a sfira. So that's what we have. So the Rishonim, you have the Tosfos that says you could do in ben hashmashas, maybe even before. The Rana says no, you have to wait for the night. Piskei Tosfos says that clearly you can do before if you daven ma'ariv. If you look at number 4 in the Bach, over here, the Bach says, Minigoy lo machsha, what's the minog? Levard besofik hashecha. We do a bracha on it's sofik. Aval koidim sofik hashecha, if it's before that, Pshita de ein levarich. Pasha, you should not bench. Vapilu be'ev Shabbos. So the Bach tells Befeirish, you do it in the Suffolk, meaning ben Hashmoshes. Not when you don't have to wait for the full night. That's the minhag, but not before. So basically, the Bach is telling us similar to Taisus that you could do in Suffolk Hashecha. Now, if you remember last year, we went into it in length. We'll see just quickly. The Shulchan Aruch seems to have a contradiction. On one hand, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, in number 5 on the page over here, so you have Seif Beis. Seif Beis tells us, Im to biyoyim ha-me'unon, if a person made a mistake on a cloudy day, u'bircho ha-sfir ha-soymer, and he did bench your sfir ha-soymer, choyzim lispar mishatech shach. You should count, if you count it too early, you should count again. He says, and the people that are careful in mitzvahs, they wait till Tzeis HaKachavim. So he says, wait till Tzeis HaKachavim. Mashwa, that's a medaktik, but if you're not medaktik, one is able to bench Sfira a little bit earlier than Tzeis HaKachavim. And Tziv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, I'm ispawling Matzibur, someone down the Tzibur, mi bo'oi doim, mo'i ne'imoyim beloi bracha, v'im yizkor balai le'ivarech v'yizbar. So here he says that if the tzibur are davening early, he should count with it without a bracha. Don't count with the tzibur with a bracha. You should count without a bracha. And if he remembers that night, he'll do a bracha. So all the before Shabbat, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be contradicting himself. In Seif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that you really could count before, but it's better to wait until Tzeis HaKachavim. And Seif Gimel Mashmi, it says, don't count before. Wait till the night. So, all the Achronim are asking, the Chor, it's a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. So we have two ways to understand the Shulchan Aruch, and it's very convenient for us, halacha l'maaseh. It's all brought down here on the page. We're not going to read everything inside today, but just we'll mention the two ideas. One answer is, that when the Shulchan Aruch tells us, what are we talking about in B'oid Yoyim? Ben Hashmoshes, which means when it's not 100% night, 100% day, or we're talking about before that, Plaga Mincha. So there's two ways that Achronim understand. The Taz over here, number 6, tells us that nobody is allowed to daven before Ben Hashmoshes. Nobody's allowed to daven before Ben Hashmoshes is when it's time which is not 100% night or 100% day. We'll see in a moment what is that. What exactly is that time? But when it's not 100% day, 100% night, meaning it's time of not yet Tzeis HaKachavim, that's when you could do benching. But, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch refers to Seif Beis, you could do it. Better to do it when it's full night. Seif Gimel, you talk about someone who wants to be Machmir. After Shulchan Aruch told us that it's better to daven in the night, says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if a person is stuck? He went to daven in a minyan, and that minyan is daven before the night, before Tzeis HaKachavim. What should he do? So the Shulchan Aruch, say without a bracha, then say later with a bracha. That's what he says. So we're talking about that Tamei Chacham, that Machmer, that Medakdek. The Seif Gimel is not talking to everybody. It's talking about Medakdek according to the Taz. But the Chayk Yaakov, over here in number 7, he learns differently. He learns the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis is talking about Ben Hashmoshes. And Seif Gimel is talking about before Ben Hashmoshes. After Plaga Mincha, meaning the end of the afternoon. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this, you could daven, you could bench Ben Hashmoshes, when it's maybe day, maybe night. Better to wait the full night. But if a person is in a minyan who's davening even before that, after Plaga Mincha, so then better not to say a bracha. That's the Chagigah. If you want, let's see the Chagigah inside. The Chagigah says, in Yud Gimel, number 7 over here in Yud Gimel, he says, the even though it's better to bench Sfira, you don't bench Sfira before the evening, before it's at least maybe night. Everybody agrees to that. So, we still do it because some people, if they're not going to bench Sfira in Shul, they'll forget. So therefore, the minig is, if you daven in Ma'ariv early, you already bench Sfira, just to be moitzi those that will forget. So, according to the Chayk Yaakov, and many, many other Achronim, several, it's a whole list of Achronim, they learn that really there's three times for Sfira. There is a time which is fine to say Sfira, which is Ben Hashmoshes. There is a time which is lechatchila, better to say sfira, which is tzitzis kachav. And then there is a time which we should not, one should try to refrain from davening sfira, for preventing sfira, which is before the night, after plaga mincha, end of the afternoon, the last hour and a half of the day. A person should try not to daven sfira then, but there is a minhag, says the Chayyim Yaakov, that some kehilas used to daven there, used to bend sfira in order to make sure that everybody's yotze. That's what the Chayyim Yaakov learns. According to the Taz, there's no three times. You never daven before, call before Shkia. Then you never bench here. Chayyim Yaakov says there is. The Mishneh Berurah, number 8, goes with the Taz. He disagrees with the Chayyim Yaakov. But then in Bir Halacha, number 9, he brings these shitas. So meaning, he says there are some shitas like that. He doesn't agree with them. But we do find that there is a concept of somebody davening before. Now, one of the rayas, one of the proofs, that we do have to daven before Shkia, before it's maybe night, maybe day, is like we said before, the number 3, the Piske Tosis. The Piske Tosis, there is a Shita, Piske Tosis is a summary of the Tosis, maybe it's not Tosis written, but it's a very early source that tells you that they used to daven, used to say Sfira after Maariv, even if they daven Maariv early. So there is such a source. So all I want to bring from here is the following. Everybody agrees, best time to say Sfira Soimer is after Tzitzis Kachavim. Everybody agrees, the Ben Hashmashas, it's fine to say Sfira. Discussion, can you do it earlier than that? Everybody agrees, better not. Some say there's no such thing as saying Sfira before Ben Hashmashas, but the Chakyankoi, based on the Piske Tosis, say there is a concept of saying Sfira even before Ben Hashmashas. So that's regarding what time is Sfira and how we act with that. Now that we said the davening sphere of Ben Hashmashas is fine, the question is, what is Ben Hashmashas? So here we have the Bir Halacha, number 10, tells us the Ben Hashmashas doesn't mean Shkia. We usually go with the fact that what is Ben Hashmashas? Ben Hashmashas is when it's maybe day, maybe night. When do we consider for ourselves to be Ben Hashmashas? Shkia. Why Shkia? Fairly for the Hilchos Shabbos. When can you definitely not do Melocha anymore? No questions about it. The minute Shkia comes, that's what everybody agrees. I mean, there's some that argue, but everybody is noeg. Shkia is a time which is, you're really supposed to get Shabbos, to accept Shabbos earlier. You should have Shabbos when it's 80 minutes before, if you're in Shalom, it's 40 minutes before. But Shkia is the time where that's no question. You can't do Melacha anymore. But is it a really night? No. Tzitzis Kachavim, let's say in America, is at least 40 minutes later, according to most. So if you have this 40 minutes period between Shkia and Tzitzis Kachavim, which for us, that's Ben Hashmashas. What's the community Ben Hashmashas for us? For Shabbos, for example, we have a day in Ben Hashmashas, you could tell a guy to do for you a Melacha. There's some things you could do Ben Hashmashas. The Bir Halacha says that's only L'chumra. Not Lakula. If you look at number 10 in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha tells us, he brings over here, we'll start in the third line of this Bir Halacha, Umatai Mikro Ben Hashmashas, when does the Hashmashas start? Ayin Tzimir Samei Achal, Da'at Shulchan Aruch, Shad Ben Hashmashas, Hu Gimel Rivi Emil, Koidim Tzitzis Kachavim, Vu Kor Lev Shabach. The Mishneh Berurah brings is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch tells us, that when is Ben Hashmashas? Ben Hashmashas, according to Shulchan Aruch, not according to what we are doing, is later than Shkia. As the Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha tells us over here, it's about 15 minutes before Tzitzis Kachavim. See, if you hold that Tzitzis Kachavim is about 40 minutes after Shkia, so Ben Hashmashas is about 25 minutes after Shkia, give or take. That's what Mishneh Berurah brings over here. Hi, what about the fact that we do for Shabbos, we start earlier? So Bir Halacha continues. Even though we hold the Kedusha Shkia, highly on Shabbos, the Nektinin lechumro k'Rabbi Yehuda. But lehakel b'mil derabbanan tzorich iyun imnucho la'akev l'martar tikoli. So Bir Halacha is basically referring to the following thing. We have a big machlokes. There's not a topic this year. Maybe one day we'll get back to it. How exactly do you measure Ben Hashmashas? Big, huge machlokes. Really, machlekes of the Geonim and the Rishayim. The Geonim, that's the Vilna Goin goes, And that's what we're machmir, is that Shkia is when Bina Shmosha starts. And then you have the Rishayim, mainly Rabbi Nutam, and Taisa, anybody who learned the Afyayimi, we just learned recently the Afyayimi, and then the second parak of Shabbos. The Rabbi Nutam says, no, the Shkia Bina Shmosha starts a very long time after Shkia. Like we said, about 25 minutes to half an hour after Shkia, that's when Bina Shmosha starts. We are machmir, the Bina Shmosha starts earlier. We're machmir. But says the Shulchan Aruch, that's only the Chorma, not the Kula. And here you want to say two Kulas. Why two Kulas? Because anybody who learned the Gemara in Shabbos knows that really, I'm not going to go into a little lengthy sugya, but that really there's a machlekes, what is Bina Shmoshes exactly? So we are naked the earlier Bina Shmoshes, but maybe that Bina Shmoshes, when does that Bina Shmoshes start? A little later. So says the Aruch, you want to go and start an earlier Bina Shmoshes and go so the Kula, that we're going to go with the sheet of the Gaini Bina Shmoshes start the Shkia, and plus we'll use that Bina Shmoshes, the real Bina Shmoshes. Says the Bir Halacha that you can do. That's what Bir Halacha says over here in Hilchos Sfir Soimer. But as we mentioned last year, the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Samech Aleph, which is talking about the Simani they're talking about in Hilchos Shabbos. There, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, he brings, that there are Rishonim, the Raj Rabbeinu Yoino, that do take this lekulo regarding the Rabbanon. For example, what? The big shaila is like this. What happens when you have a titus? You have a titus tibur, a person is fasting. When can you end the fast? So the Bir Halacha tells us you have to end the, so some Rishayim tell us that you end the fast, meikar, then we're not doing like that. But meikar, then you can end the fast when? At Shkia. If you look at the Bir Halacha brings, number 11 over here. When you have a tainis, brings a rosh. Mashmi de be'a rosh, the rosh is mashmo. Chelukai b'chidishi ha'ash b'shir b'ni yoyino. The wafilu ben Hashmoshes de Abudo, even in the earlier ben Hashmoshes. For the Fize, it says the Bir Halacha leans to your Soyme, Ladasa, Mikil ben Hashmoshes, Yem Mutu Afilu ben Hashmoshes de Abudo. So what does the Bir Halacha bring over there? Bir Halacha says, according to some Rishonim, the Gabi things which are Derabanan, we are Makel like the earlier ben Hashmoshes, which for us means Shkia. So the Bir Halacha concludes and says, yeah, but it's very hard to understand that. If you look at the end of this Bir Halacha number 11, he says, if he brings over here, Ach yesh la'ayin lefi mashikosav agro birur v'chem b'sever korban esane lispalu shneem ala roish b'mashem mekeling and times. He says, someone asked, and therefore I don't know if you could be mekel. And he ends, that's why I'm not sure if you could be mekel sfir asayimah. So, meaning what? The Bir Halacha has a problem, has a question. So I don't understand. According to some Rishonim, why are you so makel to consider Bina Shmoshes to be at Shkia? That's what he says. I don't understand. But Lamai said there are Rishonim that say that. That after Shkia because Bina Shmoshes. And they hold that therefore regarding a tainis, regarding a fast, the person can stop fasting at Shkia. That's what the Bir Halacha brings us. So Bir Halacha has a question of the Rishonim. But Lamai, that's what the Rishonim say. Furthermore, if you look, the Bir Halacha mentions that the Vilna Gaon has a problem with these Rishonim. If you look at the Vilna Gaon number 12, the Gaon tells us, "Avala bin Yaino ba'arosh v'sobeg the Shabbos because when a shrosh v'tayizochin mutar, afil ba'fuk yoyim." You could stop eating, start eating after a fast, even right after Shkia. V'chem mash v'pashto de gomor de korma sveikor. So that's the mashmos of the Gemara Pesachim. If you look at the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara Pesachim says, "Ain't I see what ba'avel atisha ba'avad le'meisor shvult shabel bin a shrosh la'asor." The Gemara tells us, number 13, that there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and other fasts. And what's the difference? The Gemara says, there's a Hav Amina. What's the difference? Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat at Bina Shmoshes. But other fasts, you could. So the Gemara actually brings a Raya, proof, that we start from Shkia. So all I want to bring from here is, just to summarize this, I know it's a little complicated. The idea is like this. The Shulchan Aruch told us, you could do Sfir Soimer at Bina Shmoshes. What is Bina Shmoshes? Says the Bir Halacha, don't tell me it's right after Shkia. It's about 25 minutes after Shkia. Says the Bir Halacha. But that Bir Halacha himself is referring to Rishayim that don't say that way. He refers to a Rosh and a Rashba that say the B'nai Shmashas eat for things which are derabanan, like we hold the Sfiras HaOmer is, you could start right at the Shkiyah. And that's what the Goyim says, that the Mashmos of the Gemara is like these Rishayim. So there is a Shita, very clearly, even the Biro Lacha, to tell you that B'nai Shmashas starts after Shkiyah. And that's what seems like the Aruch HaShulchan brings that Lacha. If you look at number 14, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Medakti tried to wait for Tzeis. Chen Roila says, right thing to do. If you did after Shkia, Ben Ashwashes, Yotza. So if the Aruch HaShulchan calls Ben Ashwashes after Shkia. So again, what we're trying to say is like this. Now the Shulchan Aruch told us that you could say after Ben Ashwashes, you could bench Sefira. What is Ben Ashwashes? The Biur Halacha tells us that's 25 minutes after Shkia. But the Biur Halacha themselves refers to the Rishayim and say it's earlier than that. We see the Aruch HaShulchan says they're earlier than that. So to summarize what we have till now before we go into the Shabbos thing, is basically we have four times for Sefiras HaOmer. We have when it's still afternoon before Shkia, after Plag, that there, everybody agrees better not to say Sefira then. Some Kehilas or Noi could do it for people not to forget. So if you have a minion and does it then, it's not the worst thing in the world. The Chuk Yaakov says that some Yonim do it. Then you have after Shkia, right after Shkia, that many Rishonim and the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that's when you can do Sefiras HaOmer. You're okay to do Sefiras HaOmer then. Nishtabura says you should wait another 25 minutes. And then comes Tzeis HaKechavim, which is about 40 to 50 minutes, depends exactly when. You can look at the Ma'iz Man who divides it exactly. That's when you get to the full Tzeis HaKechavim. That's the best time to say Sefiras HaOmer. Very good. So now that we have this Hakdama, we know when Sefiras HaOmer, what is the right time to do Sefiras HaOmer. Now let's go on to the next part of the shiur. If you look at number 15, we have a rule. The rule is, you're not allowed to eat when Sefiras HaOmer time comes. Look at the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, Umi Shigia, number 15 in the page, in the left side, Shigia Zman Asu Lechoil Ad Sheyispon. Don't eat until you count. Va'afilu Yitchi Lechoil, even if you ate, you start eating, Poisek V'Soif, you have to stop and do counting. That's what he says. Miu, Im Yitchi Lechoil, Koidim Shigia Zman, Ainet Tzorech Lehafsik. So the Ramah gives us the rules. There's the rules that relate to Shran, that relate to Bdikas Chametz, relate to other things. You should not eat once the time of Sefiras HaOmer came. If you start to eat, stop and do Sefiras HaOmer. If you start before, you're fine. Add the Magen Avraham. One second. Don't just tell me the time of Sefiras HaOmer. It really is supposed to be a half an hour before. Half an hour before comes the time of Sefiras HaOmer, you should not eat. The Magen Avraham is bothered here, number 16, why the Ramah doesn't tell you the half an hour. So he brings different explanations, why is it? And then he ends over here, many Achrayim say the Ramah didn't mean that time, he refers to something else, and he really refers to half an hour, that's the Vilna Gaon learns over here. So the Ramah tells us, don't eat when the Sefiras HaOmer comes, adds the Magen Avraham, really half an hour before Sefiras HaOmer, one is not allowed to eat. Half an hour. Now, eating doesn't mean just drink a little cup of water or take a little bite. It means to do a seuda or more than kabetza. But seuda Shabbos is clearly something you're not allowed to do. Referring to seuda Shabbos more clearly, we can see number 17 over here. It's here in the middle of the page. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Leil Shabbos is a little yontif when it comes to Shabbos. Mevorchim v'sorfim achar kiddush beis hakneses. It says, in shul, you do Sefiras HaOmer after kiddush. There is a minute to do kiddush in shul. So he says, when you do Kiddush at Shul, do Sefiras HaOmer afterwards. Says the Magen Avraham on the spot, number 18, Acha Kiddush, we should do Kiddush and Shabbos Kulman. You want to do Shabbos as early as possible. You want to do Kiddush earlier. Aval Beveso Yispor Kodim Kiddush. You come home, do Sefiras HaOmer before Kiddush. Ve'oit adds the Magen Avraham, the Asulechel Kodim Sefira. Not late before Sefira. So clearly, you can't eat before Sefira. So you have to be careful. Now, what can you eat before Sefira, as we said over here? You can't eat before Sefira if it's the time of Sefiras HaOmer or half an hour before. That's when you can't eat before Sefira. Now, when is Tzeis HaKechavim? Again, we said, Tzeis HaKechavim, it's about 40 minutes, maybe a little bit earlier. Rav Moshe Feinstein says 36 minutes is manier, so you play around with it. A rule of thumb for us, what is the time you should not eat before, you should not eat, is Shkia. Because Tzeis HaKechavim is somewhere in the range of 30-40 minutes after Shkia. That's what Tisker Chavim is. And because you're not allowed to start a meal half an hour before, so it's about Shkia, it's not Shkia, it's probably a few minutes after Shkia, but if you want to have a clear time, not to get confused, basically when Shkia comes, it's a good time not to eat, not to start a meal, if you didn't do Sfira Sayyama yet. That's a rule. Prince is not allowed to eat before Sfira. Now, here comes the big shaila. Person is davening at home, b'chidus. So if a person is davening in shul, he does Sfira Sayyama with the shul maybe do it before Tzitzik HaChavim, especially if we saw that some are hungry to do it even before Shkia. But let's say that in most shuls, you Sfira Sayyama before, after Shkia. Here you're davening alone. Now the shaila is like this. You know that the proper time to do Sfira Sayyama, the best ideal time to do Sfira Sayyama is after Tzitzik HaChavim. But Shabbos comes in, you're home, you're doing your own minyan, your own davening, and you want to start the meal. Everybody's hungry, everybody's tired, they want to start the meal. What should you do? Should you wait to say Sfira until Tzitzik HaChavim? That's very late. Right? This Shabbos, Tzitzik HaChavim came out to be like close to 8:20. So you're not going to start the meal till 8:20 until you do Sfira? Or you should do Sfira before, which is not ideal time. Or a third solution, which I want to discuss today, is maybe start the meal and daven Maariv later. I mean, do Sfira later, but also you can daven Maariv later. Why Maariv? We're focused very much here on Sfira. Everything that we spoke about applies to Kriya Shema as well. The proper time of Kriya Shema is when? After Tzitzik HaChavim. The person did it early, he has to repeat Kriya Shema. And the proper way to do Kriya Shema is to do Kriya Shema with all the brachas of the Damat Shmoneh Esrei. Can a person say, you know what? Comes 7 o'clock in the evening, it's way before Shkia yet today. I mean, Shkia what is around 7:40. It's before Shkia, I'll start the meal, I'm going to do Kabbalah Shabbos, start the meal, do Maariv later. Should a person do that or not? So let's see over here. Number 19, Shulchan Aruch tells us the following. First of all, you should have an Arvis early. Shulchan Aruch tells us, you should be Mekabel Shabbos early. The reason is for people not to do Melacha. You want to avoid Melacha, you don't get close to the time when we now do Melacha. And you can do it for Plaga Mincha. The Magen Avraham over here, number 20, tells us, right? The one we just mentioned, you're not allowed to eat before Kriya Shema, like before Sfira. So how can you go do Maariv early? Says the Magen Avraham, two explanations. One explanation brings the Beis Yosef. He says, So answer one is, we're going Kriya Shema because you did say Kriya Shema before the night. Even though we have to do it again, you can eat. That's what Yosef says. Says the Magen Avraham, First of all, you should eat half an hour before. And then continue to the next line in the bold letters over here. Falkoponim says the Magen Avraham, Hanoyagim li spalil arvis b'mev shayis boi joy. The ones who daven arvis early, mikomu kol kishegei chatzi shah somal zman kriyashma asurim le'etchile choy. Ta'a lo'in hapki klal kishma li'imama. So says you, or Magen Avraham, the Rome says, yes, the same way you have a problem in Sfira, you have a problem in kriyashma. A person should not start eating half an hour before Tzitzik HaChavim. So if you are davening early, make sure to start your meal before around Shkia. Because if you came already Shkia, it's half an hour before Kriya Shema, you have to wait for Kriya Shema. That's what the Magen Avraham says. By the way, many argue, as we saw the Bishesef. Magen Avraham himself brings the Bishesef that says, no, Kriya Shema is fine. Because it's a Kriya Shema, doing your Maariv early, you could start eating. But that's what Magen Avraham learns. Now, look at the famous Magen Avraham number 21. Magen Avraham tells 21, nearly he says, a person wants to go to Shabbos early. Ulekadesh v'lechol ulispal arvis balayla Roshai. So the Rambam wrote, if a person wants to do early Shabbos, do Kiddush, eat, obviously have to start half an hour before, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, and daven Ma'ariv later, you can do that. You don't have to do Ma'ariv before the meal, says the Rambam wrote. You can do Ma'ariv afterwards. If you look at Mishnah Berurah number 22, he adds over here, he brings his Rambam wrote, he writes like a Shaz boy, look at that. I was a chag of a liar, a shy, ubitnai, shechatisha, coins my mind. I have to make sure it's half an hour before. So, Mugravon tells us we have over here a very clear solution. Davin, eat early, with your mishpacha, have a full meal, and do Davin Mayrev after the meal. And then you have Kriyish one time, with your right, proper Mayrev, Sphero right after Mayrev, like it's proper to do, and you're great. That's what Rambam tells us. You can do that. I would just make sure not to start the meal before Shkia. Because Shkia is about half an hour before Tzitzkei Chavim. You want to start half an hour before. But that's what the Rambam tells Allah Chalamaisi. You could delay Ma'ariv. Now, we don't see many people doing that. In Eretz Yisrael, I know a lot of people that do that. But we don't see many people. By the way, when we were on the trips to Europe with my Rebbe Ramir Shabir, he used to do that. We used to go to Europe in the summer. Shabbos, you know, Tzitzkei Chavim was very late. It was like after 10 o'clock at night. So the majority of the Tzimur daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, early, like we do here, ate the meal. Ramosha asked 9 people to stay to daven Ma'ariv, and he daven Ma'ariv after the meal. After the Seudah, then he daven Ma'ariv, and he did it on time. And that's what Gevron brings over here. But, so what, is there any reason not to do that? So first of all, when we're davening in shul, and you have a minion, many people don't want to daven b'yichidus, even though there are some that say that maybe it's even better to daven alone on time, daven the tzibur early, but most people don't disagree with that. So if your tzibur is davening early, daven them early. That's simple. To daven b'yichidus late, you're not going to do. But by us, unfortunately today, most of us, we're davening b'yichidus anyway. So you anyway daven b'yichidus. So maybe better to daven ma'ariv, to eat the meal first, and then do ma'ariv. According to my girlfriend, for sure that's what you should do. But let's learn maybe another reason why not to do it. Number 23, the Ma'aser Rav, the Vilna Gaon, says the following. The Ma'aser Rav was written by somebody who lived in the house of the Vilna Gaon, and he wrote down whatever he saw the Gaon did, and he's quoting the following. It says, I am Simurish, and I'm going to run number 23. Shekos Avilim writes the Kabbal Shaz, where you're doing the Kabbal Shaz, where you're doing the Kabbal Shaz, you could do Iris first. I heard from the Vilna Gaon, you should not do that. We'll see the Raya that he says in a moment. And he ends, Mashma davka kshispal tchilo az yochol lekadosh bo diorim. Kshayin mispal eino yochol lekadosh. You have to daven Ma'ariv before you do Kiddush. That's what the Ma'aser Rav says. What is he referring to? He refers to a Gemara, Brachas number 24 in the bottom of the page. The Gemara tells us a story. It says, the Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. He davened Ma'ariv Shabbos early. The Gemara says, Oy Magdush Alakoy, so Ein Oy Magdush Alakoy. Can he say Kiddush early too? Says the Gemara, Toshva Adom Amnachar Mashmul Yispal Adush Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Voy Magdush Alakoy. The Gemara repeats it again. He davened early and he said Kiddush before. So the way some are going to explain the Gaon is bothered by, why did the Gemara say again, Yispal Adush Shal Shabbos, Voy Magdush Alakoy? The Gemara asks, can you do Kiddush early? The Gemara should say, yeah, you can do Kiddush early. Why does the Gemara have to repeat and say again, you daven early and you do Kiddush early? So the Raya of the Gaon is, you see, for me, in order to do Kiddush early, you have to daven Ma'ariv early as well. That's what the Gaon learns. The Mishnah Sochet, though, the Magia on the Ma'aser Rav disagrees with the Gaon. He says, it's not a great Raya, because you could say that, we're talking about, that's how he was Mekabel Shabbos. In order to do Kiddush, you have to do Kabbalah Shabbos. But how did Rav do Kabbalah Shabbos? He did Kabbalah Shabbos with Ma'ariv. That's why he davened Ma'ariv before Kiddush. But if you're doing Kabbalah Shabbos a different way, for example, you're lighting candles, or you're saying Mizmor Shirah Mishnah is a fraud, that's Kabbalah Shabbos, you don't have to have Ma'ariv. Some want to point out there's a Rosh, number 25, and over there the Rosh says, he brings, when he adds on the Rav, that not only did he do Ma'ariv early, he says, if you look at the last line over here, V'haya madlik haner, koidin shispalu, he did a lukas neres before davening, u'mekabal shaz boy doing. So the Rosh says he did a lukas neres, he davened Ma'ariv, and he did Kiddush. So you see that the Rosh says that he did look as nearest, and he still said he did marry before. But not to go too much in length, the Rosh in Shabbos, I just found yesterday, he says, refers that he holds, that you can't do Kabbalah Shabbos now when you light candles. Kabbalah Shabbos only when you do Ma'ariv. But we don't pass on that. So he made some argue in the garden and say, the garden wants to tell us, why does the Gemara tell us the Rav Davin Ma'ariv and did Kiddush before? Mashu, you can't do Kiddush without Ma'ariv. So some say, no, you know what the reason is? The reason why, according to Rav, he had to do Ma'ariv first, because without Ma'ariv, there was no Kabbalah Shabbos. They didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos that we have. They didn't do all that. That's our minhag. But we have Kabbalah Shabbos. We do a Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't look as nearest. For us to look as nearest is the time Shabbos comes in, if we do that way. So then maybe you don't have to do Ma'ariv. That's a someone to argue in the ground. But the Gaon says it's not Ma'ariv before. Furthermore, based on Kabbalah, you should have Ma'ariv before. If you look at the Kaf HaChaim, Kaf HaChaim is the Sfardi Poisek, who on the Shulchan Aruch, he brings the Magen Avraham. That Magen Avraham says Davin Ma'ariv after. Says the Kaf HaChaim, Miu. Number 26. Lefitiv Arizal B'Shar Kavonis. According to the Arizal, Loi Nochon Lasaskin. It's not a proper thing to do. Shekos of the Sedis Alisa Ilomus of Shochas Amoichim. Things in Kabbalah, we don't know what it means. Humatchil the Kabbalah Shabbos. You start the process, you start Kabbalah Shabbos. Chagamiz Bochu, Vikrishu of Amido Uvayachulu. Rikas Main Sheva. Then you have the next process of Davin. You're going from Kabbalah Shabbos, you go up in Baruch, you go higher in Kriyash, you go higher in Shmoneh Esrei, you go higher in Ve'echulu, Baruch HaMein Shev, V'achakach HaTashlu, U'Bamiruz Ve'echulu Shalakoyz, or Birkas HaKiddush. The ending, the way you complete the process, is after you do the whole Ma'ariv, you do Kiddush. You're in Shem, you can't in Yobo LeKaddush Le'echul Koytim Tfilah Shabbos, you do Kiddush before, Harei U'Me'apech HaSeder HaNasev LeShabbos, you're doing the opposite Seder. That's what Kaf HaChaim says on this Magen Avraham. So what do we learn over here? Here, now it's come L'maisa. So we have over here, there is other reasons for somebody not to do Ma'ariv after. Why? We have the Ma'isa Rav that tells us that it was after. By the way, when the Mefarsh over here, on the Ma'isa Rav, right, the Rish HaSachir who says it, he says maybe the Gaon didn't say it. It's a quote from the Gaon. The Gaon did not write it. We don't have a. I'm not sure we can trust this source. But the way the Ma'aser Rav brings, the Ma'aser Rav tells us, you should not do Kriyat Shema, you should not do Kiddush before Ma'ariv. By the way, also when you look at the Losh Shulchan Aruch that we had number 19 on top of the page, Shulchan Aruch says Yochel La'adu Kabbalah Shabbos Tfilas Arvis. He says also Ma'ariv. Like sounds like the Gaon a little bit. We have the Kaf HaChaim tells a Kabbalah, a person should not daven Ma'ariv after. Then we have also some practical things. Some people, it's very easy for them to finish the meal, they get up, they put on their jacket, their hat if they wear a hat, and they daven Ma'ariv. For many people, that's very difficult to do. They're sitting there eating the meal, they get tired in the meal, they took out their shoes, they feel comfortable. Now, after the meal, to go daven Ma'ariv, for them, it's a very big headache. They're going to forget. They're going to be busy with other things. They're heavy after the meal. They want to go to sleep. They're not going to even daven Kavana. Several reasons people feel they're not comfortable daven Ma'ariv after the meal. People are not being comfortable enough is not good enough of a reason not to daven Ma'ariv after. For sure not. But L'maise, when you do have the Ma'aser Rav, that tells us not daven Ma'ariv after, and you do the Kaf HaChaim, this is a P.I.R.E.Z., you shouldn't do it. So, there is what to be, to rely on, not to daven Ma'ariv after. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham, when he tells us you can daven Ma'ariv after, he doesn't say that you have to do it. Look at the Magen Avraham. V'nil l'nimreitz l'kav v'shayz bo'yom l'kadish, v'leuch l'pal arvis, b'layla, rashai. Rashai means you're allowed to. You don't have to. You're allowed to do it if you want to. Person has been doctored. So here comes l'chur the following solution. Regarding Kriyat Shema, we already saw that Beis Yosef tells us that if you daven Ma'ariv and Kriyat Shema, as we usually do, everybody does Kriyat Shema, Ma'ariv and Kriyat Shema, even if you daven early, meaning before Shkia, you still can eat. He's not chosh to that. The Magen Avraham argues, the Magen Avraham says you should not start eating half an hour before Tzitzit Kachavim, which really means don't start eating around Shkia time if you didn't do Kriyat Shema yet. That's regarding Kriyat Shema. But we have what to be saying. Regarding Sfiras HaOmer, So we have there, it's a more of a problem. I mean, Seir HaSoyim should really be done after Tzitzik HaChadim. So here, there's the Chorah, based on everything that we learned, there's two ways what to do. Way number one is, if it's already Shkia, you're not supposed to eat. You can't eat half an hour before the time of Seir HaSoyim. Seir HaSoyim time is Tzitzik HaChadim. By the way, the Achorim say, what happens if every person davens Seir every day at Shkia? Does his half an hour start earlier? Say that Achray is in the place scheme, so Shul Kamenetsky brings it as well. No. The fact that you daven early doesn't change the time. The main time to daven Seir HaSoyim, to bench Seir HaSoyim, is after Tzitzik HaChadim. So if a person is right now, after Shkia, you can't start eating. But as we learned, after Shkia, you can do Sfira. That's what Aruch HaShulchan told us, you can do after Shkia Sfira. And, because that's the time of Benesh Rashas. Remember, go back to the first part of the Shia. When is the proper time to say Sfira Soyim? Well, the best time is after Tzitzik HaChadim. But a person is Yaitse Benesh Rashas. What is Benesh Rashas? The Mishmura would tell us maybe it's 25 minutes after Shkia. But the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and we saw the Bir Olach himself brings Rishayim that say it's right after Shkia. So right after Shkia, a person can do it. If a person wants to be a little bit more machmir, he could go. There is the earliest Tzitzik HaChadim that we have. If you open my Yizmanim, you'll see that the earliest Tzitzik HaChadim is about 16, 17 minutes after Shkia. Something like that. If you look at every day, it changes because it's based on the time of the year. So if a person wants to be machmir a little bit, go till then, wait for the first Tzitzik HaChadim. But really, after Shkia, there's a lot to be soymer, to do Sfira soymer there. So the person's a few minutes after Shkia, and his wife is driving him crazy, I want to start the meal. He's very hungry. He's not going to wait now half an hour for the meal to start. You can't start the meal now. You can do Sfira soymer after Shkia. There was a lot to be soymer to do it then. Maybe you want to wait a few minutes just to push it off, but you really could do it after Shkia. If you daven before Shkia, so then you have now two options. Either you start the meal before Shkia and daven Ma'ariv after. That's one way. And then you could do Shema and Sfira after the meal with Ma'ariv. The Magen Avraham says you are allowed to do it, even though you don't have to do it. Or you have the Ma'asirav, you have the Kafachayim that say it's better to daven Ma'ariv before. So you daven Ma'ariv before, you say the Shema earlier, then you eat, make sure to start eating before Shkia. Because you can't do Sfira. Sfira Sa'imer, nobody says you can do. We said, there's some people that are noyeg to do Sfira Sa'imer. The Chak Yaakov says they do before the night. But that's not lechatchil to do before the night. So don't do Sfira Sa'imer before Shkia. Wait for Sfira after. But if you start the meal before Shkia, you're allowed to eat. So you do Ma'ariv before, according to the Ma'asirav and the Kavachayim. So just to summarize, according to the Magen Avraham, a person can delay the Ma'ariv for after the meal. He's a Rasha. He doesn't have to. He's a Rasha. According to my Sarah, a person should not delay it for after. You're supposed to daven Ma'ariv for Kiddush, so it's Kavachayim. So before Shkia, a person has two options. Either daven Ma'ariv and start the meal before Shkia and do Sfira after, or start the meal right away, do Ma'ariv after the meal. But if it's after Shkia, then better to daven right away and do Sfira right away. Good morning, Rabbi Levin. I'll get out of here. Morning, good morning.
Thank you.
Good.
Call to everybody. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Call to
good day. Rabbi Levin, how are you?
Good, Jay. Good morning. How are you doing?
Rabbi Levin, thank you.
I'm just getting out. I have to get this. Oh, here it is. Stop sharing.
I'm good. Well, it's good. Good to see you.
We'll give it a couple minutes before we begin.